وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا شريعة بعد شريعته صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد سيد كاشم بريث Alhamdulillah, my beloved, all praise belongs only and solely unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who has blessed us all with this great wealth of iman. May Allah keep us steadfast on iman, take us away from this world with iman and resurrect us again on the day of qiyamah with complete and perfect iman. Every action and every statement of our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is nothing but a means of mercy and as a means of reflecting the intellect and the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this becomes vividly apparent to each and every single one of us that in a short space of 2 decades, how Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam molded, if we could say, the Arab nation in reference to Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, into lanterns of guidance and hidayat for the whole of humanity to come right up until the day of Qiyamah. In that short space of time, when no one else in the entire world wanted anything to do with Sahaba, with the pagan Arab of that time, but Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيُ يُوحَىٰ. Whatever he spoke was not something that he just spoke like that, but rather he was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore the hadith sharif states, أَلَّعَقْلُ مِئَةُ جُزْءٍ. Aql, intelligence and intellect, is broken up into 100 components. تِسَعَةُ وَتِسْعُونَ فِي النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And guess what, my brothers? 99 of those components of intellect were found exclusively in our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what does it mean? The other was distributed amongst the whole of humanity. From the time of Adam alayhi salatu wa salam up until the last child to come into this world, this one part of aql and one component of intellect and intelligence that remained was distributed among the animal kingdom, the birds in the sky, the fish in the sea, the jinn and the human being. And my brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inna allaha lam yu'ti jami'an nasi min bad'i dunya ila inqidaiha min al-ilmi fi jambi ilmihi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam illa كَحَبَّةِ رَمْلٍ بَيْنَ رِمَالِ الدُّنْيَا. The example and the similitude of intellect and intelligence in comparison of the whole of humanity, in comparison to the intellect, exclusive intellect of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is what? It's like a speck of dust. What do you have? You and I have? We have a speck of dust when it comes to intellect and intelligence. And the intellect and intelligence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is like the sand of this world. There's one speck of dust in comparison to the sand of this world. So what my Nabi said, in that is khair, afiyat, goodness for you and me. In what my Nabi showed us, in that is khair, afiyat, and goodness for you and me. Why? That those who obey Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has paid for them what? Allah has paid for them a pathway towards Jannah. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. That if you love Allah and His Rasul, if you love Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then فَاتَّبِعُونِي, follow Allah's Nabi, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because of that intellect that Allah ta'ala blessed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, everything He taught us, everything He showed us, everything He prescribed for us is nothing but khair and goodness. So for example, in Fath Makkah, there was one person by the name of Fudala bin Umair. Now, he came with a nefarious intention. And his intention was what? To assassinate Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, whilst the tawaf was taking place, Fudala draws himself as close as possible as he could towards Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam notices Fudala and he asks him, "Anta Fudala, are you Fudala bin Umair?" He said, "Yes, O Muhammad, I am Fudala bin Umair." So he asked him, what intention have you come with? What are you doing here? He said, La shay, nothing really. I got, you know, nothing in my mind. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَضَرَبَ يَدَهُ عَلَى صَدْرِي. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his Mubarak blessed hand and he placed it on the chest of Fudala bin Umayr. My brothers, we claim and we all say, and may Allah make this love to its absolute premium, that our love for our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But if, for example, somebody had to come to us and tell us that describe Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many of us seated here in the majma would be able to describe the beautiful eye of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? How many of us seated here would be able to describe the beautiful nose of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and that Mubarak beautiful face? Very few, or if I rather say none of us. Allah forgive us for that. Just as we are familiar with things of this world, with teams and players and so on and so forth, likewise my beloved friends, who has more preference over us than anyone else? Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So let us inshallah try and learn more and more, and there can never be an end to learning about our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for example, Hazrat Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu mentioned, مَا مَسَسْتُ دِيبَاجًا وَلَا حَرِيرًا أَلْيَنَ مِنْ كَفِّ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu, who spent many, many years in the khidmat and in the service of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was known as Sahib ibn Alayn. He would be the one who would keep the water of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his wudu, one would keep Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sandals for wudu and miswak, etc. So he spent many years in the khidmat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So who can describe him better than Anas radiallahu anhu? He said that I have never in my life touched anything softer than silk. I have never touched anything softer than the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was softer than the silk also. Imagine describing the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Kana yadu an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kana nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dakhma al-yadain wal-qadamain. Allah's beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had relatively large hands and large feet. Allah's beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what was the effect of the touch of the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? One sahabi comes, oh Nabi of Allah, give me permission to fornicate, to commit zina. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his hand on the chest of the sahabi and he makes dua. Allahumma aghfirhu, Allahumma aghfir lahu, wa tahhir qalbahu, wa hassin farjahu, or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, forgive him. Allah purify his heart, and ya Allah bless him with chastity. He says, after that day, the thought of zina also never even crossed my mind. By barely placing his Mubarak blessed hand on the heart of the Sahabi, his entire hay'at, his entire condition and kayfiyat changed. Jarir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, once Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam dispatched him with some work to go to the tribe of Khat'am and obviously carry out a specific task. But the problem was he wasn't too clued up with riding. He wasn't very good at riding. You get some drivers, not too good at driving. Taxi drivers, not too good at driving. Ladies, not too good at driving. Put a lady as a taxi driver, you got an absolute big problem there. So Hazrat Jarir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wasn't too good at riding his horse. So Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his Mubarak hand on his chest and then he made dua. Allahumma thabbithu waj'alhu hadiyan mahdiya. O Allah, make him firm, give him a firm grip of the horse. And not only that, Allah, you give him hidayat and you bless others with hidayat through him. Jarir radiallahu anhu says, after that day, there was nobody that could beat me at riding a horse. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter made me a master at riding a horse. The Mubarak hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the blessed dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was such, my dear friends. Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes dua for him. Allahumma ja'alu had wahdi bihi. Wahdi bihi. And through him Allah you guide thousands of others. Allah, you guide him, and through him, you make him a means of hidayat for whoever will come into contact with him. Who was this? None other than Hazrat Muawiyah radiyallahu in Uhud. Hazrat Qatada radiyallahu anhu, whilst fighting, he was struck by an arrow. And this, the effect of the strike of the arrow was such, it took out the entire eyeball from the socket of Qatada radiyallahu anhu. Sahaba radiyallahu anhum were about to remove it because it was causing immense pain and lots of difficulties. They were about to snatch the socket completely out to relieve him of his pain. But luckily somebody said, let's take him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As they brought Qatada radiyallahu ta'ala anhu to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's beloved Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took his blessed saliva. He anointed the eyeball of Hazrat Qatada radiyallahu anhu, and with his Mubarak hand, he placed the eyeball back into its socket. The Sahaba radiyallahu anhum narrate, out of the two eyes, the one replaced by the blessed hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was more beautiful than the other. This is the effect of the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam pointed to the moon with one finger, then the moon split in two. Imagine what effect the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would have. Qazi Ayaz rahmatullah alayhi, in his book Ash-Shifa, inshallah you get the chance to read it, it's a beautiful, wonderful read. Habib radiyallahu anhu, he narrates the incident himself, that due to old age, his father had become blind. So he brought his father to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam blew into his eye. Allah's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam blew into his eyes. And after blowing into his eyes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned the vision of his father. To such an extent, he narrates, my father reached the age of 86. He could still thread the cotton through the eye of the needle. At the age of 86, we all know our eyes are going, now difficult, sometimes you put it far, sometimes you put it close, so you put your glasses up, put your glasses down, you still can't read the fine print. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the effect of the blowing of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the eyes of Habib radiyallahu ta'ala and whose father was such that his eyesight became absolutely, you know, such that he could even thread the cotton to the eye of the needle. So here, whilst making this tawaf, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam places his hand on the heart of Fudala. And then Hazrat Fudala radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I felt the coolness of the touch of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before he placed his hand, there was nobody I hated more on the surface of this earth than him. And before he could remove his hand, there was nobody that I loved more than him. He came with the intention of assassinating Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He left this world as who, he left the company of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam as radiyallahu ta'ala anhu wa radu anhu. My brothers, if this is the effect of the touch of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what do you think the effect will be of the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? The day you and I will adopt it, and the day you and I will bring it into our homes, into our lives, into our marriages, into the lives of our children, into our businesses, and every aspect of our life from morning, the time we open our eyes, right up until the time we close our eyes. There is nothing more beloved to Allah. There is nothing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves more than the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved friends, it is time that we take this opportunity and we stop and we pause and put a pause on everything in our life and analyze our day to day and look at how much of the Mubarak Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is found in my life and how much of it is not found in my life. And if that is the case, then we have to analyze and think that who do I want to be with on the day of Qiyamah? Once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, ni'ma ar-rajulu ana bi shirari ummati. That there is no one better than myself to represent the sinners of my ummah. There is nobody better than myself to represent the sinners of my ummah. So, قَالَ رَجُلٌ مِّن مُزَيْنَا, one person from the Muzayna tribe. He addressed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked him, O Nabi of Allah, أَنْتَ لِشِرَارِهِمْ فَكَيْفَ لِخِيَارِهِمْ Nabi of Allah, you will represent the sinners. Who will advocate the case of the good people of your ummah? Ajib, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned that the sinners of the good, those that do good in my ummah, يَدْخُلُونَ الْجَنَّةِ بِأَعْمَالِهِمْ They will be okay. Why? Because they will enter into Jannah on the basis of their actions and their deeds. On the basis of their actions and their deeds. As far as my sifarish and my intercession is concerned, Allah, إِنَّهَا مُبَاحَةٌ لِكُلِّ أُمَّتِي It is open to every single one of my ummatis, to every single one. What was the love that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for you, and Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam had for me, and for the entire ummat at large. But dearly, my beloved friends, our actions cause a frown on the face of our beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It causes the heart of that beloved Nabi, who has so much of compassion and so much of love and mercy for his ummah. How much are we harming him through our actions and our deeds? In the Sahih Hadith, it is mentioned that our amal are presented before Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a weekly basis. Now, each and every single one of us here can ask ourselves this question: What type of amal of mine are being presented to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Will my Nabi be happy with me, or will he be sad? Will my Nabi be happy with me, or will he be perturbed at the type of actions, deeds, and amal that I am presenting before Allah on a daily basis? So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, "Ala innaha mubahatun likulli ummati." My sifarish and intercession is open to one and all, except one type of individual. And who is that person? That yantaqisu ashabi, those who harm and cause hurt to my sahaba, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Those who abuse them, those who swear at them, those who defile them. These are the individuals that will be prevented from my sifarish on the day of Qiyamah. Allah's beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam will be found at different places on the day of Qiyamah. One is at the scale of deeds, when our amal will be weighed. The other is on the bridge of Sirat, when we will have to cross this bridge in order, may Allah take us safely across it, my beloved friends, so that we enter into Jannah بغير حساب. And the third one is when one's book of deeds will be handed and given out. So in reality, we all have to make this effort and attempt in our lives to bring alive one sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on a daily basis, my beloved. In reality, our lives are empty without his life. Our lives have no meaning without his sunnah. And every single problem that we face, whether it is financial, whether it is medical, whether it is spiritual, emotional, any problem that you look at, if you go back to the root cause of it is because our lives are not in accordance with his life. Because whatever he showed us, whatever he taught us, and whatever he left behind for us, the sole beneficiaries of these are who? Is you and I, my beloveds. Allah's beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's beloved Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he sacrificed every single thing for us. So that you and I will be reciters of this kalima, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. And not only that, my beloveds, this is the greatest of wealth that any person can ever be afforded in this world. So we have to live by it. And we have to live by it, we have to die with it. But dying with it is not so easy. Dying with iman is not as easy as it sounds. It's no problem, I'll read kalima before I go. Rather, the manner in which we live our lives is the manner in which we will die. وَتُحْشَرُونَ كَمَا تَمُوتُونَ And you will be resurrected in the manner in which you left this world. So, my beloved friends, it requires a concerted effort. It requires an effort on a daily basis. It requires us taking stock of our lives from the year previous to this year. What was not in my life last year, and what is in my life this year, and what is in my life now, and what intentions do I have or do I make in order to bring in more sunnah of our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our life. My brothers, The clock is ticking. And every second, and every minute, and every hour of the clock that passes is a second, a minute, and an hour that we will never ever be able to get back into our lives. So, for meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a concerted effort is required by each and every single one of us. Every day of our lives, my beloveds. And remember, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there for what? Naqsha qadam nabi ka hai jannat ki raste. That these are those that will take us to Jannat. And it's the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that will meet up with this pathway that will take us to Jannah. And that is the sole goal of every single individual seated here. Our aim, our purpose, and our intention is what? Our intention is to reach Jannah. And my beloved, we cannot compromise in any way whatsoever. We cannot compromise in the least, because وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This world and its entire contents are only means of deception. And shaitan is there, is our open avowed enemy. Shaitan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has warned us previously also, and continuously warns us through every ayah of the Quran Majeed, that this deceptor, this shaitan, this mal'oon, he is there to waylay you. He is there to take you off your path and you know, reroute your course. But remember, that is this one pathway that we have. And this pathway is what? It's a pathway that will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, my beloveds, it is imperative that each and every single one of us, collectively, individually, within our home, out of our home, in our masjid, we all, inshallah, one person for everybody. So every single ummati will bring within him the fikr, the worry, the concern for the entire ummat at large. That is a believer. A believer is that individual who has the worry and concern of the remaining believers at heart. And the whole ummat at large will have the fikr, the worry and concern for that one individual. This was the effort with which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left this ummat upon. And as long as this ummat carried out its responsibilities and its duties, we found the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was near. Ala inna nasrallahi qareeb. Remember, the help of Allah is close by as long as we are in line with the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is how 100% deen can come into 100% of the ummah right up until the day of Qiyamah. When this will come, then when this ummah will raise its hands, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send madad, Allah will send fatah and nusrat, as he sent to sahaba radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. Allah made the wind subservient to them. Allah ta'ala made the clouds subservient to them. Allah made the land subservient to them. Allah made the ocean subservient to them. Because they were subservient to Allah. And this, my beloved friends, is what we need to bring within us. We are not named Muslims for no reason whatsoever. Because Islam in a Muslim means one thing. It means subservience. Subservience to who? Subservience to our Creator. We in reality, we need to become the Abd. And what is that Abd? Abd is a slave. And who are you and I? We are slaves of Allah. We will do as Allah has commanded us. When Allah has commanded us, and in the manner and the method in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to do it. Inkisari, this is absolute submission to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all time, every time, my beloved. So this is something that should be foremost in our minds and in our hearts. And in order for that to happen, we have to frequent the majalis of the sulaha. We have to frequent the company of the pious ones, the ulama in our locality, in our masajid, and continuously participate in the effort of deen in whichever way or manner we can, and however much time we can give to the masjid and to the effort of deen. What will happen? When you make effort on something, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make that upon which you are making effort, Allah will firstly bring the reality of it into your own life. It will become more valuable to you than this entire world and whatever it contains. And when Sahaba radiallahu anhum did this, Allah opened to them the wealth of dunya. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened to Sahaba and gave them such futuhat that wealth came pouring into Madinah Munawwarah. So my brothers, when we keep within us the focus, and the focus is what? Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Daily in our lives, send abundant salawat and durood upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for example, today is the day of Jumu'ah. Apart from the many, many amal of the day of Jumu'ah, one very, very important amal is that of salat and salam. Salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dedicate our time. One sahabi came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He asked him, O Nabi of Allah, I have dedicated one third of my time only in sending salawat and salam upon you. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, very good. But if you can increase, it will be better for you. So he said, O Nabi of Allah, I will dedicate half of my time to sending salawat and durood upon you. Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, very good. But if you can increase, it will be even better for you. He said, O Nabi of Allah, I dedicate all my time in sending salawat upon you. When he said this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then told him, إِذَنْ تُغْفَرْ ذَنْبَهُ Your sins will be forgiven, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove any and every sort of harm from you in your life. Any form of distress, stress. So people, you know, generally, people are distressed, they're in, going through some, mentally some difficult time. There are many, many forms of medication and, sorts of treatment that are prescribed for the individual. Yes, they must do that. But what is found to be more beneficial than all of this put together is durood upon our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It's soothing to the heart. And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, what? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove and take away all your difficulties, all your calamities and distress. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will remove. So all of us, inshallah, for whatever remains of this day, up until the end of this day, let us dedicate it, inshallah, to salat and salam. The shortest, easiest form of durood is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Say it all together. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us, man salla alayya wahidatan, sallallahu alayhi ashra. You send one durood upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send 10 blessings upon you. So you read one, you get 10, you read 100, you get 1,000, and you read 1,000, inshallah, before you die, Allah Ta'ala will show you our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in your dream, inshallah. It's all our tamanna, isn't it? We all desire that, we all want that. Increase the recitation of durood in your life, inshallah, before you leave this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show us Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillah.